Hi guys.
I know. I'm like what, 3 or 2 days late. Well, I've been busy. Get with the program. Ghana has become difficult. So, like, we're all chasing money and we want legitimate money. So, Charlie, it's not easy. But yeah, we're gonna make it. Period. I've come again. Today, my guests are some, I don't know. But if you guys would remember from our name session, I mentioned a name, Sekina. And I'm like, the girl is not tranquil at all. She's not calm. She's not quiet. She's a fighter in every sense of the word. I left forget about Sekina. Oh, we have Esperanza as well. So, they don't know. You guys, please pardon them. They don't know they're supposed to say, hey, guys. They don't know anything.
We don't know anything. Please, you were still talking, so we were waiting for it to finish. We don't like interrupting. You see, yeah, that money.
Guys, that was Sekina. You see, this is a calm person. Esperanza, say something today.
Hi, guys. My name is Esperanza. SP for short.
But they are very local people. Her father has given me a nice name, but she has called her SP. Sekina to like ski. So please, today we have SP and ski. I cannot get to these girls. Anyways, they are scam, but they say men are scam. So today I come to give us their reasons why men are scam. With if they feel free enough, they'll tell you guys some of their personal scamming stories. They say the men scam them, but the men are not here to defend themselves, so we'll just take their word for it. And men, please, if you have any rebuttal, you know what to do. Find me and come and let's talk about it. So Sekina, please, do you think men are scam?
Oh yeah, definitely. Men are the biggest scam in this world. Everybody knows it. And some of them even admit that men are scam. From their actions to their words to their demeanor, everything they do, it's like they were born with it.
Is your father scam?
Oh, definitely. My father is scam. I won't defend him because it's my dad. He's done it. I'm sure he's still doing it to the girls. But I don't see. He's my dad. He'll definitely hide things from me. But from what I've seen, everyone, even those who think they are not.
Not even one person, all of them scam.
She's just Esperanza. I don't know if you asked her, but she's so into it that she cannot keep quiet. So, SP also think they are scam.
Oh, yeah, I think they are scam. Honestly, even if I haven't experienced much of it, for my friends, I think I've experienced it for them one by one. Men are scam.
Yes, SP, are you sure no man has scammed you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that maybe one or two men have scammed me. But my friends, our sister over here, Sekina, she's been scammed so many times. As for her, I don't know.
What if it's her karma?
No. Why should it be my karma? Why have I scammed someone?
Yeah, are you sure you've not scammed anyone before?
Oh, my dear, as compared, like, let's say, in relation to men scamming.
So you've scammed someone before, just not a lot.
Honestly, our sister over here, she's scam, but we can't compare her own to, like, men.
Men of today. The relation, see. Right now, the ratio, the proportion, yes, is like there, and mine is down here, like down, Kara. You know, what most girls can do is, or maybe I'm dating you, then maybe I'm dating someone else, but I'll try to commit to the other person. That's why it's very difficult to even find out that a girl is cheating
more money than the other. You definitely.
When one has
more money.
Hey, SP,
money. You will definitely give more attention to, you know, the one with more money.
SP, you're trying to tell the thing on us.
No.
Don't tell it on us.
I'm not telling you. I'm trying to say the reason why they will say we are scum is because we'll definitely be chasing money at the same time. But these people, it's not because men, they don't chase money. I don't think what they come after is money.
And you know, most women, when most women want to do something to a guy, like if a woman wants to break a guy,
I feel like she has been scorned by that guy, like the guy has done,
or she has seen some things, like she's actually maybe noticed something that she knows, or if I continue with this relationship, it's not going to help me in the long run. And they find a very nice way, most women that I know, I'm not saying all women, but most women find a very nice way to even end a relationship with a guy. Not like some guys who just end a relationship with you based on some useless things, some things that are very petty, and most of them end it in a very brutal manner. like maybe the person will just wake up one day and say, okay, I want to talk to you, then just end. Okay, I feel like it's not going the way I want it to go, or I don't feel like the connection is there as it used to be, so let's just end the relationship.
But let me be the advocate for the guys. But why you people say men are scam? I feel like it's very definite, it's very broad, it's like you've put all men in that basket. What about if we say most men or some men are scam? Because like, let's be honest, into every rule there's an exception, so maybe there'll be like one or two who are actually looking for something real and what's behind, and women are actually scamming them. What about those people?
By seeing me, I believe there are one or two people, but if you take the men population as a whole, majority of them. And right now, when you vote for, if you vote and Ekufuado gets 53%, Mahama gets 49%. Ekufuado has still won. Because even though a lot of Ghanaians voted for Mahama, Ekufuado has won. So when we are talking, we say Ekufuado's government, and it will affect all of us. So we are just talking about the majority of men right now. Just a few of them can be cool. But me, I've not met anyone like that. So from my perspective, they are all like that to me.
Okay, SP, would you like to share like a scam story to us? It doesn't have to be yours. It can be someone, I don't know, do tell us something. So, you know, I'll come to you after SP, because you there, I know you can give us like 20.
Let me try and remember. So I think not too long ago, a friend of mine.
Are you sure it's a friend?
I said a friend of mine. A friend of mine. I don't want to mention her name.
Okay, don't mention her name.
A friend of mine.
Which could also
she
be.
She went
you.
Through. Okay. No, it's not me. It's definitely not me. She went through something of that sort. Oh, she was with this guy for a very long time. She was cool. Everything was cool. Like it was almost like a perfect relationship.
From outside.
From outside. Outsiders would think there was
social
nothing,
media
was too good.
Social media reflection of the relationship was perfect.
Exactly. So this guy just wakes up one day and starts talking about how she's big and she thinks they should try other people, you know, and all that. And it didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense. Then all of a sudden, he's just emotionally off. He goes off on the girl.
You know, I feel like when men want to break up with you, they start, at first on finding fault, they want to sort of they want to sort of make you be the one to leave, so they'll start treating you bad so that you feel like, oh, then let me just go because he's no longer here.
That's why they're scum.
Right, so this is what he did to the girl. He just went emotionally off, just like that. And so it was like a one-side thing. It was all on the girl, and she was trying, you know, she was always feeling bad. She was thinking that she's the cause of it all. She was always trying to
exactly.
make up for
that's
something
like
that she
emotional
hadn't been done.
Blackmail.
Exactly. I think it took some time for the girl to realize or come to an honest opinion, or let me even say it took some time for the girl to realize that no, this was not going anywhere. It was a game. He was trying to get rid of her, but he was trying to use certain means to make it look like it was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And she came off so with this.
Did the girl make any sacrifices for him for us to say that, oh, this boy didn't force at all? Because like right now we are hearing from your friend, but maybe was she doing things like, you know, I don't know,
like what,
like driving to Kumasi to go and see him and all that from Accra and all that? Like, I don't know, was there any sacrifices?
Well, the thing is, the guy and the girl, they were both in Accra, so I wouldn't say she was driving to Kumasi to go and see.
I said example.
She was no, but she was going out of her way most
to
of
do
the
things.
Time. She would cook, you know, she knows how to cook. She would cook for she's him.
Like, yeah, she's like you.
She would cook for She would like try every weekend or something, every other weekend they'll be here or there.
But when the relationship was sweet, it wasn't he doing sweet things.
Oh yeah, he was doing sweet things too. But if you want to end it, just come straight, just say it. I don't think this is working or something.
But
you don't just go off like you just distance yourself. You don't talk much. You when you have a problem, you don't even, this is somebody like they were doing almost everything together, then all of a sudden you go off. I mean, this is my definition of scam.
Okay, as the moderator, let's come to the biggest scam to girl in Accra, Sekina. Please give us a mind-blowing story, because we want to see this is the SP's definition. Me, I just feel like love can die. So if the love has died,
we are not saying love can die, but at least be bold about it. Be manly about it.
Don't own your stuff.
Own your stuff.
With your full chest.
Don't try to emotionally blackmail people or try to make people demean themselves or feel they are not worth maybe your time or your love or something. Just be manly. Like, come forward. You came for the relationship. So if you want to end a relationship,
go.
Come for it too. Don't act in a cowardly way.
Okay, you tell us one of your stories.
So, I know a friend.
Everybody will say they know a friend. We want your story. You say, Kina, we want your story. What's friend? You did tell us. Your friend did what?
So a friend of mine was she was good friends with this guy. Like, we were very good friends. She used to even tell the guy about her relationship stuff and all of that. Then they started dating. The guy was actually very sweet in the beginning. Like, he was, and this girl, she likes to cook, like a speed here. So weekends, even I used to benefit from that.
Hold on.
If you say it that way, people would think I was narrating the story myself.
So, like, SP's friend here.
SP's friend? Oh, sorry. SP's friend here. Sorry, yo.
Hey, the liars to be caught, oh.
She likes to cook. Like, SP's friend. Let me clarify. And so, she could make, like, groundnut soup, okra.
Hey.
It wasn't easy, oh. I used to benefit. She do watching and things. Bring me some. You know, the food is plenty. Hey, she can't live to get spoiled. Maybe. Then she carried to this guy. The guy used to live at Spintons. I don't know where he lives now. And what she goes to, she'll sleep over, you know, food, body, everything. This guy will take. Then
was she giving her money to cook?
That one I can't
you
see.
Can't see.
But the guy he's actually a generous guy. So I'm sure he not directly for cooking,
but
he used to give her something. Then the guy started acting cold towards her. Like, sometimes she can't even call, then the guy will say, let me call you back. And 3 days, she won't hear from the guy. And the guy had someone, he kept saying, oh, this is my niece. So mostly when she calls the guy is with the niece. You say, but maybe the niece's name is, let's say, Mavis. Then he said, okay, I'm with Mavis. So, and she thought Mavis was the niece. So if he said, oh, I'm with Mavis, I'll call you back. She said, okay, fine. Then every time, Mavis. So she got suspicious. I was like, oh no, this Mavis, you can't be, okay, you can be close to your niece, but not every time in your niece's house, like even late hours or
whatever.
I know,
right? That's just weird and creepy.
And she could go to the guy's house and see Mavis's things there. So Mavis came to visit during the weekend and she left some things here.
Family relationship.
What kind of family relationship is this? So one time she went for the guy's laptop to do some work because her laptop wasn't working. Then when she bought, there was password in it. So she asked the guy for the password. And the laptop was already with her. And you're also far away, so you can't come and say, let me change the password and something. And it was Mavis my love or something.
Hey.
Mavis something. Like, you know, let's say Mavis something. So she was like, no, this thing is not. So she confronted the guy, and the guy told her that she used to be a cheat and all of that.
The girl, you know, used to be a cheat.
She used to tell the guy about
your friend.
Relationships that before they started dating.
Okay.
The guy used
he
to
was
be
using her against
a
her.
Cheat.
Using her word.
So he can't trust her. So why should he stay faithful to her?
What?
You see. So she got angry. Then she distanced herself. But she liked this girl to the extent. She liked this guy to the extent. And when the guy comes back to talk to her and all of that, like, she talk back. And one time the guy even texted her that he wanted sex. And she was like, so it looks like that's what you want me for.
Yeah.
Like those. And he was like, oh, she should come on. It's just sex. Like those things.
Very disrespectful.
And later, when the girl traveled out of the country, that's when he told the girl that, the Mavis traveled out of the country. That's when he told the girl that they were just like under Jesus, not like they were official or something, and that he still loves her, and that he was going the wrong way, and then he
now that the girl has left the country,
and the girl said, no, this one, it looks like now the girl is gone, so
you don't have anybody. He's
else.
Gnashing.
That's why you're coming back to me. So the girl too distanced herself and all of that, and now he's still actually trying to come back.
Hey, but what if it's the girl's karma? Because she wasn't she a cheat. So
no,
you choose her karma.
Hers, you know, hers, it was like those things. It's not like I'm sleeping with people. Who, she wasn't in a definite relationship. She wasn't like, maybe this is my
serious
boyfriend. This is my
yeah, she was single.
she was kind of single, so those things, maybe I have a thing with this guy and I feel it's going to be a relationship, but we just go and then it just
Like maybe the thing doesn't materialize.
So that was the kind of relationship she was in. But the guy saw it like, okay, you were actually dealing with a lot of guys, so it means I can't trust you. If you can't trust her in the first place, why did you date her?
Yeah, exactly. Why agree to date her? That's my point, actually.
She even got pregnant at some point.
Hey!
They aborted the pregnancy of that. She'll carry food. Sometimes she'll even carry food to the boys, and the boy won't be there.
He'll be with Mavis.
She'll leave the food and then come back home. The boy will come and eat the food. See?
This one, that's just like robbing Peter. Not to pay anybody.
Then I honestly think the girl did nothing wrong here. She was just trying to come clean with him. And she wanted an honest relationship, so she opened up.
She wanted someone she could be telling things to. Let's say if something is worrying me and I can come to you and let's say tell you stuff and I'll feel okay. And you knew all those stuff before you started dating her, so you were the one who was supposed to even accept her, because you know everything about her. Yes. You know her flaws, you know her strength, you know everything. So you're not supposed to even accept. You don't date then sometime into the relationship, you say, because you were doing that, I can't trust you, so me too, I'm doing something else.
Yeah. I don't know, but I just feel like something goes on in their head. Something tells them that, no, one girl is not enough. I know girls too, sometimes you do that, but
listening to a certain preaching, so you know how, like, in science, they classify human beings as animals as well. It was said that he was Mills preaching, and that he was Mills was teaching about love and all, he the different types of love and stuff. It was like some men love like animals because they don't know God, so their animal is like, so it's like to work from what he was saying, the Holy Spirit sort of makes you more human, like the way we are expecting humans to be. That's what the Holy Spirit does for you. So you know how animals are, like a dog, when the dog gets a territory, they go and pee and mark it. They said he was mentioning some animals that do that. So he was like, a man, that's when he gets you, he wants to mark territory on you, like, you are my girl. If you see something to another man, he's angry. If you see doing this, angry, that man doesn't have the Holy Spirit. He doesn't know the real type of love, so he cannot love you the way you want to be loved, like a human being. He'll be loving you like an animal. That's how come some men can just be sleeping around and stuff, because that's what animals do. They don't have discretion. Everything goes. So that's why that was saying that men who do all those things, like some women too, but normally you say men because he's a man, but he knows that men are the ones who act more animalistic. So a dog doesn't have a wife. Even if he stays in the house with one dog, you can even go and bring another dog to come and, you know, cross for your dog to cross. So it's like, he was saying that if a man doesn't have discretion, he likes to mark territory on women. Maybe the man doesn't cheat, but he likes to mark territory on women. Maybe he just can't, he doesn't have discretion. Like all these sorts of things animals do. Like that means that man doesn't have, because he's a pastor. So that's the point of view he was coming from. Now my next issue is those men who know that a woman like really likes them, a woman, let me say, for lack of words, let me say, is in love with them and all that, and they keep saying no. They even go around telling other people that, oh, I don't like this girl and she's forcing herself on me, and I can just be her friend, I don't want to date her. Then all of a sudden you see them dating the girl. What goes on there? Is that they get like runabouts and start falling in love, or they want to use the girl? What is going on there, guys?
We get to a dead end.
So at that dead end, he has no choice but to enter.
I think I would say maybe three reasons. One, you know, sometimes when you are mostly with someone, maybe you keep talking to the person and all of that, you start developing feelings for the person. So it could be that, oh, maybe previously you didn't like the person, but as you started talking, you started hanging out more and all of that, you started developing some feelings for the person. And it could be that right now maybe they are single, they want to do things, and there's no woman that they can claim is theirs or something. So okay, whoever is available, you've been pursuing me, so if I accept you right now till I get
what I want,
I can keep you for now till I get it. And some to do just, okay, maybe I don't really like her for now, but let me try and see, am I actually fall in love in the process or am I not? So let me just try, instead of hurting her feelings, or instead of just pushing her away without giving it a try. Let me just try and put in effort.
I'll come to 2 and 3. I want us to dwell on 2 and 3, but before I come to dwell on 2 and 3, my issue is, SP, don't you think that it's wrong that if a girl is pursuing you, you go around telling people that you don't like her and this and that and that? Because like what Ikna said, maybe the more you're spending time with her, you start to fall in love with her or something. You think it's right for them to be telling people?
No, it's totally wrong. It's very wrong. Because what men keep forgetting is, you keep telling your friends, this girl is even chasing me and she's like, she's always up in my space and I don't really like her. You never know. You know, deep down, men are some way. I feel like, let's say, for instance, I have this male friend and this female friend. I know my female friend really, really likes this, my male friend. And she doesn't hide her feelings. She will make it known to you that I like you. Mm-hmm. Can we try? And all this. And then my male friend doesn't really like that because he doesn't like her. So he'll come telling all of us that this girl is chasing me. It looks like she's chasing me. She wants a relationship, but I'm not up for it. I don't like her. And all that. It's very wrong. Don't do that because you are human. You can also fall. You can fall for it. So me, all I'm asking is, if you go around telling everybody that this girl is chasing me, the day you find out that you are falling, come and tell everybody that you told that this girl is chasing that. Yes. Now me too, I fall in love. So me too, I like her now.
Exactly. Because if you don't do what SP is proposing, it's like you give everybody ammunition to disrespect your girlfriend.
Exactly. Because then they wouldn't know that you eventually ended up falling for her. They will know just her side of the story, that she was chasing you and she was the one who even made this thing, you know, come up and all that. But you should let everyone know that, it looks like I like her too. Let him exactly. know, because you are announcing it. You should announce your feelings too.
Exactly. Like, you should let people. I mean, one thing I hate is when, because of something someone has said, I'm disrespecting someone else. And I later find out that what they said, the situation has changed. Maybe it was true, but the situation has changed. And then because of that, when I say disrespect, it's like when everybody sees these two people, they'll be looking at them like, oh, this girl, poor hair, this. It's
really? Finally.
As if, like, guys, don't do that. Keep it to yourself. Not let anyone know that you don't like her, you are chasing her.
I don't know. I think they find this thing. I don't know if it gives them more fame or I don't know what happens to their ego.
It feeds their ego. Yeah, yeah, I was about to say.
It makes them feel good, too good for their friends to know that this girl likes me. Me too, somebody can like me.
And I'm not, I don't like the
that's
person.
That's what goes on in their head.
Okay, Sekina, what did you say number two of your reasons were for coming?
Oh, number two is maybe I said they just said, okay, nobody's coming. Right now, maybe.
So like
I want to have they are nashing specifically. I want to have a girlfriend. I want a girl to be going out with and stuff and all of that. But I'm not getting someone I like. So since this person is pursuing me, let me just accept her for now till I get whoever I want.
Why I want us to talk about number two is, how unfair can a human being be?
Oh, boys can do anything. Boys can do anything.
You know how they say fear women. Women are wicked. We are this and that and that.
And they're always stressing that.
Yes, they are worse. It's because they do certain things that will make the woman do that. I don't think any woman will just get up and start doing things like.
That's the thing. If no matter how much of a bad bitch a woman is, if she decides that she's in love with somebody,
she's in love
and she'll actually treat the person well.
You see, like, this guy was complaining about feminists and all of that in my workplace, and I told him that, see, God created women to be submissive to men. That one, that we all know, that was, but it was how men acted. That was when women started, like, they started acting. They wanted to stand up for themselves, or they wanted to do something for themselves.
Even in that feminism thing, you realize that what the feminists are even asking for is not to disrespect men or anything. No. They just want the playing field to be equal.
They just want to be treated as equals. That's what. If you are giving a man 1,000, give me 1,000. If you are doing the same thing.
Exactly.
If I'm doing less, you can give me less. But don't say, because I'm a woman, you are doing this to me. And because, like they say, households, they'll say, okay, you are a woman, so you have to wake up early, clean,
and then the boy
wash,
will be asleep.
Then the boy will be asleep. Then the boy will wake up and even come and disrespect the sister in the house, because that's how the parents have taught him to treat their sister.
So, you know, with what you're saying, I believe that's where this saying comes in. Charity begins at home. Because they've learned all these things from home. The mother has made him something like a prince, a king from home. So
those men are the worst.
Yes,
they are the worst.
To respect any woman. Yes. Because he doesn't even respect his sisters at home.
He doesn't even respect the mother.
Exactly.
The mother,
so why would
he him that way? It's being disrespected.
Me, one advice, so since we are here, one advice that I'll give all women is, if you are going to date a guy, you cannot do away. You can't say you won't date anybody. You but I'm just going to fall for one foolish boy somewhere, one way or the other. But if you decide that that's what you want, look at how he treats his sisters and especially his mother. A woman that doesn't respect his mother will never respect you. Now the person that brought him into this world, cry, you cannot look at her and respect her. Then you, that's what a sex you are giving him, or what food, forget it. Forget.
I mean, one thing I'll say is, see, sometimes you can't control how you fall in a relationship, but let your head work. Like, definitely let your head work. You know, some people get heartbroken and then they are taken to mental asylum and all of that. Like, it affects them that much. Even, okay, I'm not that good of a Muslim, but I know some few things. Even in the Quran, they say, don't get attached to people, like, very much. Even your children, your mother, your parents, don't get too attached, because people die and anything can happen. So if you get too attached to someone and something happens to the person, it will affect you very much. So they say love, you love your family, you love a boy, you know, but don't act with your head sometimes.
Some women act like when they are in love, it's like
all their senses stop working.
Yes, it's like their principles, everything they've ever believed, whatever. If the guy is not in the same line with them, and the guy is a foolish boy and is putting them in the foolish path, they'll just follow him.
Yeah, just because they love him.
Guys, if you are with a man and you have certain things you live by, and he you love him, fine, and he comes and he doesn't want to compromise on yours, but he wants you to compromise on his, he's not good
in the middle.
Exactly. So every relationship you meet in the middle,
you don't have to go the extreme just to then please him. As I would, they feel like, oh, this guy, maybe he's good looking, he's rich, he's all of that, so if I leave him, something better will come. It's because
period.
That's why you feel like, oh,
you say what? When one door closes, another one opens.
A bigger door even opens. Like, a nicer one.
Forget. Even if a door doesn't open, the window will open. Forget. You'll be
out. And it's better you pass through the window and be safe than pass through a door and die.
Yeah.
Because you, some people think, oh, maybe this guy, if I leave, I'm able to get someone as posh. Have you left and seen?
You know, sometimes I feel like it's low self-esteem.
That one too counts.
That's what I think too. Inferiority complex.
Like, yes, I feel like lots of women have inferiority complex. Even the prettiest of them, and they don't know it, because they feel like nobody will love them the way this person is loving them. And it's not even loving them properly. I don't understand though, guys.
The thing is, before you were with this person, you were okay. So leave the person. You meet someone. Before you met a person, I'm sure the person you were with, you thought the person was so cool.
The last time you said something. You said that in Ghana, divorced women are more respected than single women. I feel like that one too is an issue. You look at your age and then you feel like, hey, nah, if I let this boy go, who marry? Where will I get a new person to come and marry me? I'm growing, no. People will start asking questions. So, exactly. So rather you marry the person and then you guys will divorce. Because like Sekina said, do you remember when you made that statement? Yes, divorced men are more expensive than single men. It's like we are being forced to enter into marriages.
No, but this is like, you know, now we are not in those days anymore, that era, that like, you know, some women, even if you don't marry and things and you're going for a position or something, people will be against it. People could even go for demonstration, all of that. We are not in that era anymore. So this is why you either let yourself be pressured by
you
society.
See, you're not in that. Yes, you see, we're not in that era anymore. But society is still playing a major role in this kind of thing.
But don't you get what I'm saying? So this one, the pressure is still there. I'm not saying the pressure is not there. The pressure is still there. But those days, the pressure that, the limitations those pressures will give you, these days, most of them are not there anymore. So would you rather marry someone because society is pressuring you and then go and suffer and die at a young age? Or you rather wait and neglect all that pressure, get someone who is very cool, live long?
This is where Miss Na comes in. Miss Na said that she'll get married at 50. Hey, she'll find love at 50, aka Joy.
You find love at 50.
And when she has made her $1 billion. When you come, you come and respect it.
Looking for love, getting married is not a priority.
Exactly, basically, that's what she's trying to say. It's not a priority. Me, yeah, I like love. Love is nice.
Love is nice, too. Nice. But if you are with the wrong person, your mental peace, like you know, someone even see you are in a relationship and all, but someone even see you and you don't look good to the person.
Yeah,
and you look like
someone looks
stressed.
Sick.
Like you are distressed. Something is worrying you. You should be happy in a relationship. There's already so much happening in the world that's worrying.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, you know one thing I've come to realize: if you yourself, you're not, you don't know how to be happy on your own, That's how comes a man will come and be treating you like that, because you feel like this man is where your happiness is. Like, nobody wants the source. Like, if I am the source of your money, do you want me to go?
No.
Of course not. But so if someone is the source of your happiness, even when the person is making you unhappy, you feel like, oh, he's making me unhappy, but he now like make me happy, so you stay. What did my friend we call this something? Odunfu kumfu.
killing you.
Guys, please forget any odunfu kumfu in your life. Because see, I'm always saying this, I'd rather go and cry and be sad for 2 months or 3 months or even 1 year, 2 years, and get over it than be there and be eternally unhappy.
Then dying slowly.
Yes, and dying. Hey, you know, if your spirit is not happy, you die early.
You die early. You'll be able to sleep well,
you'll
be able to eat well, all those things,
they'll
kill you fast.
And the sad part of it is, he's having fun, he's going out with his friends, mm-hmm. going out, seeing more ladies, doing all those things.
If the person is living their life, and you'll be there sulking
everywhere else.
He said, be more of a scam everywhere else. Period. But guys, I still want to talk for those who are not scam. Because some people are not scam.
Those who are not scam, I appreciate them. I really respect them. Like, they should keep being, but they should advise their other brothers.
The other brothers, they are gone. They are far gone. There's no redemption for the wicked. It's like, now what was the third one? You said the third one was something.
The third one was, they say, okay, maybe you meet, I'll start, maybe it will go well. I might develop feelings for the person. And you know, most people, they'll do that not to hurt the other person's feelings.
But you see, if you're a man and you think like that, it's not right. Because as you are going thinking that, whatever, you know, you cannot force feelings. There's a possibility. It's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
But this is a person that already likes you. And you are entering the relationship coming to ask as if you are interested. Like, then in the end, you realize that the feelings still didn't develop. And now you have to leave. Because you will not stay there with someone. Actually, when you meet someone you actually like and all that. Now, if you didn't come and date her at all, she would have gotten over you that, so this boy doesn't like me, let me move on. But you come and date her, let her develop a certain idea of the two of you together, and then now you are like, bye bye, it was nice trying to know you, but I couldn't. Period. Like, it's very unfair. So, whether you have good intentions, so don't do that one. That one is more painful for me. Just say, I was a test.
No, but some, I understand what you're saying. But I think some do with good intentions.
I said, Sekina, what's the matter? The intentions, don't do.
No, like maybe.
Rather wait. Like, SP, do you understand me? Like, rather just wait. If even in the stage of our friendship, we develop something, then we can enter. But if I've not developed anything for you, come on. I have good intention. I want to try, and you come and try and that didn't go well, then what?
Don't come and do any trial and error, because
exactly
nobody dates for fun. I don't think anybody dates for fun.
People do. You see, Sekina has been doing that for some time now.
Why are you trying to
but my, you guys my in everything there's this, definitely you want something, there's this,
maybe
one
you're
thing
in denial. Okay, but it's like, as if there's a man comes to date a lady because of her body and wants to have sex with her and stuff, is that not for fun?
Okay, yeah, that's for fun actually. But so I think once the lady finds out that, oh, so this is why you are with me, you either back off or you back out or you talk about it. Oh,
but you see, me, that's why I always say honesty is the best policy. When you are coming to enter a relationship with someone, come with on your shit. Tell the person that, okay, oh, I'm here, I like your vibes and everything, but what I like more is your body. And that is what I'm here for. Your mind day or your mind no day. If the person's mind day, period.
Remove.
If you guys start doing whatever you want to do, and then in the end she starts developing feelings, and you're like, oh no, this was not the initial agreement. Everybody understands that this is not what you guys entered doing. So if in the end she has decided that she wants something else and you're not there, you can leave. But don't come. You see, it's the deception. You know, men feel like they always want to protect a woman.
And they can lie with a straight face. Gosh.
They are liars. I know ladies are liars too. We also try, but those people, that gender, they are liars. It's not like I have any points to attach to this.
You mean?
But I think they are liars.
It's in their DNA.
Yes. They are liars. That gender.
They can lie looking at your face with the sincerest eyes.
then you might even feel what you're thinking, like you even feel bad for doubting or for saying what you said in the first place. Like feel like, oh, like this is too, like,
yeah, like I didn't force.
It's the truth. I didn't force. Like I've messed up. And you even end up apologizing to someone who has lied to you because you didn't know.
It's a skill. I'll teach you.
I think we have to learn that skill. But this one,
and I think the worst part of it is, I've heard stories, is how some of them are married and I don't know how they manage to lie to girls, and girls believe that they don't have
marriage.
Hey, like these are the worst ones.
But wait, to what extent do you want a girl? I don't know, is it sheer wickedness or what? Because like, to what extent do you like me, Amma, that you even come and lie to me that you marry me when you already have a wife?
You have a wife and everything is going on. Well, at home. So you know there's definitely no divorce coming from anywhere. They just want to deceive you, date you.
You see, do you know?
I honestly think it's because of your body. Because no married man would come and then lie to you because they want to marry you on top. No. I think they want
they're
to just...
They're leaving them
yes,
in the
yes,
end.
Yes, so yes, yes. I've never heard... Or maybe in the rarest cases.
Let me try and put myself in a man's shoe and say that maybe they are looking... They know what they want. They know it's bad and everything. But to protect them... And they still want to guess what they want at all costs. So to protect the girl, they rather deceive the person. Guys, when you do that, God will punish you.
Amen.
Come and tell the person the truth of about what you want. Because there are some women who are bad bitching like that.
Oh, yeah.
They also don't want relationships.
You see, I told you about the guy at my workplace who told me he liked me. This guy kept pursuing. Like, at some point, I actually felt the sincerity in what he was saying. And I was feeling bad that I didn't have that kind of feelings towards that guy. Mm-hmm. Then I found out he was married with two kids. That was like more than 1 year. Someone I even worked with in the same office. So someone I see like every week.
You didn't even know he was married.
I didn't know.
So and he was pursuing you for almost a year. Hey!
More than a year. So when I asked him about the marriage, he was like, oh, but me, I'm Muslim, and he's Muslim, so there's no big deal. I said, okay, fine. The Quran allows, our religion allows you to marry more than one. But let me know
that you are married. If there's no big deal,
if I want to be your second wife, fine. Like, if I don't want to
hide this for more than a year, then you can kill me.
Yes.
Let the facts be there. Let me understand that this is the situation.
Signal, who told me that there's a person between your office who smokes and drinks and his wife doesn't know, and they've been married for 20 something years.
How would you not know this? How would you, the wife, not know this? How?
And 10.
Oh, then
why do men feel like they need to deceive anybody? Who are you deceiving?
No, but you guys, looking at this thing, how possible is that? Isn't that he hardly spends time at home?
He never does it at home. So how will you know?
Hey! 10 years marriage. Kilo de kilo she. This one there, I was even telling Tekna when she told me that. So if like, you see this, God forbid, if he gets an accident or something, they'll ask the wife.
The major surgery.
Ask, do you smoke? Does he smoke? Does he drink? The wife doesn't know. Say no. Then they'll go and do something they're not supposed to do. Then yawa. Me, I've got to protect us.
What does this say of the wife?
Exactly. Is she blind? Is she... Because I come maybe he's smoking.
It means exactly. Because me,
this one that I was in the office here too.
Mm-hmm. Do you know he even asked me to come to his house several times, but I never went. So that means he could have been taking me to somewhere, a second house or something. You think, oh, okay, this man is actually single. He doesn't stay with anybody, and he never speaks about kids. He never speaks about wife, and he even wants you to meet some of his relatives and all. So
men are doing things.
You actually believe that, oh, this guy, like, he's serious, he's single. So then you go in, there may be 1 year into the relationship, you now find out he's married with kids. Like, that's how discreet some of them can be. I told you about a friend said an Igbo man wanted to marry his sister. Mm-hmm. And they were Muslims. The parents were against it, like so against it that they even disowned the girl. But she ended up marrying the guy, and they were living in Kumasi. They had a child. So the guy traveled, and then I think the girl didn't hear from him for some time. So that's when she decided to go to Volta Region to go and look for the guy. And she went and found a guy was married with, I think, 3 or 4 kids.
This is like a story a friend told me. A friend told me a story. She told me that her cousin, so it was her own cousin, she was dating a guy for 9 years. Not even dating. And I think she was young when she met the guy. So 9 years seemed okay. So she thought that like around that 9 years time, they'll get married and stuff. And then the guy got into an accident. The guy was always commuting Accra and Kumasi, Accra and Kumasi. And my friend's cousin was in Accra. And the guy was working in Kumasi. Something, but he was commuting a lot. And so he got an accident. When he got the accident, the hospital called the girl, because that was the last person he had spoken to. He was on his way to Kumasi when he got the accident. So the hospital called the girl to come. But he got out the first number on his phone. But when they were going to do his stuff, because I think work and stuff, so he had stuff in him, they realized that they saw his wife's number too. And so they called the wife. So the girl went to the hospital, and then the wife also came to the hospital. And now the hospital were confused as to
who is the wife.
And this is like that girlfriend, my friend's cousin, 9 years. She doesn't know the man is married though.
Hey, for 9 years.
For 9 years, she was dating this man. She doesn't know the man is married though. So my friend was like, so the girl was in the hospital and then they came and then she was with the man and then they were like, the man's wife has come. She was like, which wife? This is my boyfriend for like 9 years. Like, what wife? The wife came, this is my husband. And she showed her pictures and stuff. The girl left the hospital, so she never minded the man again. I'm like,
you
9 years.
Someone's life. Yes. So if this one, me, the girl, I have friends I'm talking to, and you find out that I'm talking to people, you come and call me scam because I'm trying to also talk to other people. And they are the ones that will not even want you talking to other people. Like when you are with them, you shouldn't have friends too. You cannot even breathe.
Eh, I'm being so that you don't come and catch them. Now if you are talking to people and somebody knows him, yeah.
And the same guys who are mostly overprotective, they are doing bad things. So they always feel you do same. So they always want to make sure you are not going the direction they are going. Because if you are not doing, if you don't have a pure mind and I'm going out with my friends.
Absolutely. I also think like that. Like if, because me, what I will not do is, if you will not suspect that you are doing it.
Yeah. Because if you go out with your friends and you don't do anything bad, I'm going out with my friends, you think, oh, okay, then she's just going out with her friends and coming back.
Exactly.
You think that maybe you're going to meet a boy somewhere and do something with the boy. If you're actually thinking that means you've been doing it too.
Yeah, exactly. So, guys, what is the consensus? Are men scam or not? If you want the question to you, if you are a man, look within yourself and see if you are scam or not. And if you are scam, ask yourself, what is my end goal? Why am I doing this? Can't I go with my full chest? And let me tell you, if you are a man and you cannot tell people and like a girl exactly what you want from her and you have to lie to her to get it, you are a coward. You are a big coward. You are not brave. Don't ever stand somewhere and tell anyone you have ego. You don't even have some. Because you cannot even stand anywhere with your full chest and say that I'm interested in this girl because of her body and that's all I want. We are in the 21st century. I'm not of this school of thought, but things like this are happening every day, everywhere. So if that's what you want, go for it. You're an adult. She's an adult. Don't go in. Hey, those of you chasing small girls, to be careful. Be very careful. If I catch you over there.
IGP.
Yes. Anyways, guys, so we are coming to the end of the podcast. You know that, as usual, I'll give you some words to enrich your vocabulary so you don't be like Sekina speaking bad English everywhere. So
better be careful.
The word for today is univocal. Am I sure of the pronunciation, guys? Yeah, univocal. So that's the word, and it means unambiguous. I'm not saying ambiguous, so unambiguous, that means it's not ambiguous. Yeah, so univocal means not ambiguous. So yes, if you enrich your vocabulary, say if you want to say something is not ambiguous, don't say not ambiguous or unambiguous. Just say this thing is univocal. Like they are saying men are scam, and it is very univocal. Like they are not even trying to be ambiguous about it though. Okay, guys, you know, it's the end of the podcast. I hope Sekina and SP have sort of entertained you. Today's a Sunday. Yes, I'm recording later. I know, don't come for me. But yeah, they have to eat some fufu. SP has not eaten since morning. She doesn't joke with her food. So we have to end this here. My people, say bye-bye to my other people. And let's go.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you again.
Yes, I hope so.